Well, good morning. I like what she said. Good morning, bold and beautiful. I was just thinking, we're almost like the post people, right? The mailman. Rain, sleet, and a little bit of snow has not held us back this morning. So, and I have just a couple announcements. One of them is that we have our booklets in for
Lent.
For the Lent season. We have our booklets in. There are some on the table in the foyer, and there's also some down in Fellowship Hall. So if you want to follow along, I think Lent begins the 5th, I think, of March. So anyway, grab your booklets. We also have friendship books. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
It's been a year-long journey, but we have the friendship books finally. I would just say if there's any adjustments that need to be made, they won't be made till next year. So, but do let Kristen and the office know as you make changes and as changes occur for you. And your membership meeting. We're expecting to see as many of you as can come out. February 23rd, which is next Sunday, immediately following service, we'll have our annual membership meeting. Unity 101, those in-house classes are going to begin March, do I have the date here? Yeah, March 9th. And 23rd would be the first two of 6 sessions, and thereafter service. I think we start at 12:30. So if you want to grow, this is a great way to grow. Come and grow. I think that's all I have as far as the announcements go. So now let's turn together with other churches as we affirm our unity affirmation. So let's affirm it together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. So breathe that in. One presence, one power. That's what we're claiming. Right here, right now. And we let that unfold in our lives as we know the truth of our being. One presence, one power. As we move through experiences, one presence, one power. And for this, we are truly grateful. And our youth blessing this morning, let's rub those hands together, and we want to let this energy flow out into the universe as we affirm together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Amen.
I used to think God was the Son.
stars, or all of creation. God is creator all in all. Mysteries, and to me anyway, is how intricate these bodies are. Aren't you curious? Aren't you in awe of how these bodies operate and how they work? We can move, we can take in breaths, and not only that, wow, just think of all the activity going on under the covering that we have. Lots of energy there, lots of flowing, lots of moving, lots of activities. When functioning properly, everything flows and has a purpose. Our heart beats, it pumps blood. We have parts of our body that take what we appropriate and releases it. Wow. And it works like clockwork. Well, sometimes. Yeah. But we take for granted. We take for granted that we're only here to be born, to live, and to die, and then that's it. But always think, we're so intricately made, we've got to be, you know, more than that is happening for us. We live and move and have our being in the life of God, and life is eternal. Because life is not just on this physical timeline. And once we catch hold of the idea that we can truly begin to open ourselves and know that the Spirit of God is moving in and throughout and we're connected, then we can begin to express and live life to the fullest. I have a quote here from a Dr. Abdul Kalam. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. But it's really interesting because he says, life and time are the world's two teachers. Life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us the value of life. And I believe that as time goes on, I was talking with one of my relatives and I said, you know what? I said, where my age? I said, where has the time gone? You know, sometimes we think that of our human selves. Wow, this year has flown by. Dr. Kalam also said, the great mystery, it is at the heart of all human existence. It is the mystery of the goal towards which God is moving in human affairs. Therefore, it encompasses what? Space, time, matter, and all life. And he sums it up in these words. He said, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christ is at the heart of all things. I like that quote because it reminds me that it's God's desire to express through us, to move through us, to reach out, to touch all of humanity. This morning we touched on that a little bit in class. We talked about how it's not only our thoughts that affect the universe, but it's a mass of thoughts that affect the universe. Night turns into day. Stars are in the sky. Seasons change. We have snow, ice, rain on the ground, falling from the sky. Some we can't even see because on the weather reports they tell us it's raining, but it's not coming through the atmosphere. You and I are so intricately made. Underneath the covering of skin, so much is going on. Everything is connected. The universe, the thoughts, the weather, everything is related. That's an awesome thought, isn't it? To know that you're a part of the rain, that you're a part of the sun, you're a part of one another. What an awesome thought. I watched a program on a theory of how Earth could have come into being. And it was really an interesting program because from out of nowhere this moisture appeared on the ground and the moisture grew. And then it talked about a loud noise and the moisture filtered and popped up into the air. An explosion, but it never mentioned the creator or creation or what was happening before the matter appeared and began to formulate. Perhaps that's another great mystery of life. Who has come that has totally explained it to us? Joe Goldsmith, in a book, The Infinite Way, wrote, there's not a material universe and a spiritual universe, or rather what appears as our world is spirit made visible, or consciousness expressed as an idea. And it really is only one. It's not separate. Wow. That matter, spiritual matter, made visible. Yeah. I found this in one of my Bible commentaries. I thought it was interesting when we're on the topic this morning of the sweet mysteries of life. And in it, it said, life is experiencing genuine thankfulness, healing, spiritual gifts, and anointing from the Holy Spirit. And you know what the Holy Spirit is, right? That's that activity of God that's everywhere present in everything, in you. Life is heaven on earth. Discovering the supernatural. Life is being a temple for the Holy Spirit to live in, and you live and move and have your being in the essence of all that that is. Life did not begin with mortal birth. We lived in spirit form before we entered mortality. We are spiritually the children of God. Thank goodness for that, huh? Because that means our Father is a provider. Our Father is a source of all our needs. But we have work to do, don't we? Doesn't just happen. Oh, we wish it would. Sometimes it can be in an instant when you've done the work, when you've taken the time to connect, when you've contemplated on these things that we are talking about here in our spiritual community. Job 33:4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Wow, yes, we are more than the eye can see. My aunt was in rehab a couple months ago, and I would go and sit with her long periods of time. But every time I would come, she'd have this, I guess it's the Turner Network channel on. And so I was sitting with her one day, and an old movie came on, an old black and white movie. That's why I always want to change the channel, because society has got us so into color, hasn't it? To the thought of watching a black and white movie, well, at least for me, isn't all that interesting. But that's what she wanted to watch. So I sat and I watched the movie with her. And it just so happened to be a movie where there was a song, and these were the words to the song. "Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found thee. Ah, I know at last the secret of it all. All the longing and seeking and striving, waiting and yearning. The burning hopes, the joy, and the idle tears that fall. For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking, and 'tis love and love alone that can repay. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the end and all of living. Love, love, life, life is such a mystery, isn't it? Or is it? I think the key is contained in those lyrics. Could it really be all about love? Jesus Christ placed emphasis on love. God is love. We say God not only gives love and has love, God is the love that's in the universe. And guess what? Since you live and move and have your being and the essence of all that is God, you are love. You not only love, but you are the love in the universe. So could the key to solve the mysteries of life be contained within? Could it be we are dynamic expressions of God on the quest to know and reveal more of the mystery of our true self? How do we heal? You ever wonder when you get a cut and suddenly, over a little period of time, it's no longer an open wound? It has healed and knitted itself together. You know, when I think about the presence and the Spirit of God within me, that same thing that heals, even when we were in school, we used to dissect worms, even in that, both parts lived on. That's a mystery, isn't it? But the key to the mystery is to get to know what you are. You are a spiritual being first and foremost, having this human experience. When you become aware, when you acknowledge, when you surrender to the Spirit that is within you, the same healing effect can take place within you. What happens? We always have that what if, don't we? If you wake up one day, what if you wake up and you never give thought to what if? Only that I am. I am the presence and the power that is within me, wanting to express out through me. We can begin to unlock that mystery, the mystery of life. How does that happen? Okay, I'm going to let you know. First, you recognize. Recognize God is life. You know, sometimes we straddle between two worlds. But, well, maybe, and I positively know I'm a spiritual being. Well, maybe. God is life, love, intelligence, substance, omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. Work to get to know that, to believe that, contemplate that. The other thing is to receive the divine idea. You know, Myrtle Fillmore taught us that she healed herself of a challenge by just reciting and knowing, I am a child of God, and I do not inherit sickness. That's a powerful statement if you grasp that and hold on to it. When you're walking through the appearance of those illnesses, grasp and hold on. Because in you is that Spirit. You are the Christ. It is not a tangible physical body. And it's eternal. Radiate the Spirit within. This is the other point. Radiate the Spirit within by knowing you are Spirit, perfect, whole, and harmonious. That's your Spirit. Perfect, whole, and harmonious. We work from the inside out. If we grow that thought, oh my, just think what we could experience in life. But at the same time, we have to what? Work on that, well, maybe. Those little doubts that try to creep in. And that's where this point comes in. Rest. Rest affirming that God works in me to will and to do whatsoever He wishes me to do, and He cannot fail. Just that affirmation alone will help you build the base that will make you strong, that will let you know you live and move and have your being in Spirit. You're one in Christ. You're connected to the universe. God works in me, but it takes time to rest in that truth. And by resting in, I don't mean just lay down and go to sleep and don't even think about it. I mean taking time to contemplate it. Sit and think and let it surround you and move the energy around you. God works in me to will and to do whatsoever He wishes me to do. What's God's desire for us? It's all good. It's all good. We're to prosper. We're to share. We're to spread our love throughout the universe. God works in me to will and to do whatsoever He wishes me to do. And that wish for the human race is all good. It's all good. God works in me to will and to do whatsoever He wishes me to do. And guess what? He cannot fail. Life is a mystery because we place too much emphasis on the outer, on these bodies. But when we rest and trust in Spirit, oh my, oh my, we move through those experiences. So let's take a moment. Let's see what this rest is all about. Let's see what this rest can do for us this morning. Let's begin first, though, before we go into meditation, by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And so take that deep breath in. Take that deep breath in as we take this inward journey, as we turn within to our true selves. Charles Fillmore used this, and I'm going to say it in the first person because I want you to take these words in and make them your own. breathing in and breathing out, I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. In thy divine wisdom, now erase my mortal limitations and from thy pure substance of love, bring into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. Breathing in and breathing out, taking a moment to pause from the world of appearances, to journey down and step over the threshold of our inner chamber, to know and to feel the warmth of spirit moving in and throughout, touching, reaching, knowing what is in need of being uplifted. Dear God, we know we are a part of you and you are a part of us. No separation. Breathing in and breathing out. Knowing that I am a child of the Most High, and every moment of the life of spirit, the love, the wisdom, the power of spirit flows into and through me. And so I take a moment in quiet contemplation thy presence and thy power flowing over me as I sit a second in the quiet. To return to the presence of this room, to those around me, I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life. I know through the presence and through the power and through the love of God, I am strong. And for this I give thanks. I thank you, dear God, for the love, for the peace that flows through me right here, right now. And I take these gifts as I pass through these doors and reach and touch those around me in need of knowing your presence and your power. And as Job said, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. And for this and for all things, I just say thank you, God, for the life that is open to me. I say thank you, God, for knowing I am a spiritual being. I say thank you, God. And I know that all these things are showered unto me, and I am grateful. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so I let it unfold right here, right now. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is in your insert. I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life. The power of imagination is a powerful aspect that is within us. See your good. So let's affirm this together. I imagine good things unfolding in every area of my life. Hold those vibrations. And think of someone who could use this powerful statement, who may need to know this powerful statement, to let it unfold in their lives. Bring them up in visualization before you. And let's affirm together for them. You imagine good things unfolding in every area of your life. And then as a sense of community, knowing that this spiritual community is growing in consciousness, and we see our good, so we affirm together, we imagine good things unfolding in every area of our life. And for this and all things, we are grateful. Amen to that.
Amen.
Good.
Spirit, I am ready. How may I serve? Yes, I hear your voice. How may I serve? And I say, your will be done. You reply, let my kingdom come. Oh, child, come sit at my table. All I have is yours. Rest here, drink and eat your fill. There is always more. And you say, let my kingdom come. I reply, your will be done. I receive, I come to wait on you, to find you.
And you can put them in the notes in the back of your friendship book. And also, I just wanted to give a reminder to be conscious of what you're using it for. This is just for us to share our community information. So just be aware when you get ready to put something out that this is confidential information and you want to respect other people's privacy. Let's receive our gifts, our love offerings. We want them to multiply, therefore we want to give thanks for them. So together in a consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give abundantly, magnifying these gifts and pouring them out in service. We celebrate prosperity, and so it is. Amen.